USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a court appearance in New York City this morning by President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, Cohen's lawyer told reporters,
Mr. Cohen will continue to cooperate.
Cohen entering into a new plea deal with federal prosecutors in the Russia investigation, telling them that negotiations over a major Trump real estate deal in Moscow did run through the 2016 presidential campaign and beyond. President Trump says of his former attorney,
he's a weak person, and what he's trying to do is get a reduced sentence. So he's lying about a project that everybody knew about. I mean, we were very open with it.
The president speaking to reporters as he was leaving for the G20 summit, which starts in Argentina tomorrow. He's expected to meet with the Chinese president, and the Kremlin says his meeting with the Russian president is still scheduled. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump says a government shutdown is quite possible next month. As he left the White House today for the G20 summit, he said he wants funding for a massive border wall and a deal to boost border security. The government runs out of money on the 7th of December. Speaker Paul Ryan saying a few days ago the Republican-led House is ready to give President Trump the $5 billion he wants for the border wall, but the problem, he said, would be getting that through a closely divided Senate. That caravan of migrants at the southern U.S. border with Mexico isn't going away. More are joining the caravan, in fact, according to Rodney Scott, a chief border patrol agent for San Diego.
We watched them violently push across two international borders and come up through Mexico. So we did significant intel briefings with our personnel and made sure that we were ready with the right equipment.
Jobless claims hit a six-month high of 234,000 last week, according to the Labor Department. Commerce Department says consumer spending jumped in October, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Overseas Base Realignment and Closure Commission sending an open letter to Congress in which the group that calls itself OBRAC argues that closing some bases would save money and make the U.S. and the world safer. The group says many of the 800 U.S. bases are targets of resentment in countries where they're located, and the terrorist groups point to them as ways to recruit new members. OBRAC concedes it's swimming against the tide, though, with a congressionally mandated National Defense Strategy Commission calling for a beefed-up U.S. military presence around the world. The Department of Veterans Affairs telling Congress it is not going to reimburse veterans who were paid less than they were owed under the Forever GI Bill because of a computer error. The VA had promised Congress earlier this month it would make the payments. Many student veterans have struggled because of the less-than-expected payments they've received. Two VA aides telling NBC News, though, they could not make the retroactive payments without auditing its previous claims, which would then delay future claims. The VA is planning to delay the Forever GI Bill housing allowance until December next year. The change in the housing allowance will then take place, but it'll be too late to help students attending schools now under the program. And a Walmart in Texas is home to a first-of-its-kind mental health clinic. The clinic in Carrollton offers treatment for things like anxiety, depression, and grief. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.